You know, we're looking at this issue of these sex parties, or Vuzum as they're being called. What are you hearing on the ground as someone who's working with young people, in particular the issue of HIV and AIDS?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's happening within various communities in Zim, where young people are engaging in rampant, you know, sexual orgies at, you know, wild parties that they are throwing and organizing, at times with the help of some elders that maybe bring in the money to organize these parties, I mean, for different motives and so forth. But it's really happening. In the hidden cities, they are what they call pasa-pasa, and then in uptown, they call them like booties and so forth. And at times, the names change from one to the other, depending on how they want to try and conceal their acts and create, you know, a bit of mystery around what's really going on.
And, you know, when you talk about what exactly is happening at these parties, how are these young people getting the access to even engage or even, you know, have or promote these parties?
Somehow, from my investigations, I think there seem to be some kingpins, some guys that are behind this whole thing, that are not necessarily young people, you know, the old guys that want to pry maybe on innocent young little girls. And they use fellow boys that are within the school-going age or college-going age that organize and act as a front to put up these parties. And when they do, then they pounce on them with their money and then all the other drugs and the other stuff, just lure the young girls into acts of sexual misbehavior.
And how are you as an organization and also as someone who is advocating for young people, how are you working to tackle this issue in your own capacity and making sure that young people have a better view at what they're doing?
What we are doing as an institution is that we are talking to these young people, you know, in different communities, in schools, and also in their respective communities about the dangers of such acts of deviant, you know, social behavior, as well as, I mean, the risk that they are exposed to with regard to STIs, to HIV and alcoholism, using popular youth models, you know, such as popular youth culture, hip-hop, dance, music, and beatbox. So we're doing a number of campaigns in schools and communities where we use what appeals to them, because what's driving them to these parties is that popular element, and we're now converting it into positive social, you know, communication, positive social action.